Hey, good to be on with you guys, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, sir. Thank you so much for your time. The So Sandy Barber addressed the media yesterday. What were one or two bullet points that you thought were important?
Yeah, there were a couple of, Steve. Obviously, you know, the way that she praised James Franklin and the football program as a whole for getting through the pandemic impacted year, I thought was notable. Just one positive COVID-19 test, which I know we've heard so much about that. I think fans, listeners, maybe everyone is just tired of talking about it, but I don't know how you can start this conversation and not note that despite some of the on-field issues, the off-field stuff certainly was a success in 2020 on the COVID-19 front. So I think that's the first takeaway for me. And then from there, you know, she was pretty direct, I thought, about the fact that going to get Mike Yurcich was a change that James Franklin obviously lobbied for, which I think we could easily figure out both because it happened and also the way he talked last week. But you know, she thought it was the best interest for the school, and they found a way to get it done financially. And, you know, it didn't sound like they had any second thoughts or second guesses about making that move. So I thought that jumped out. And then as we look forward here, what does spring ball look like? What does the blue-white game look like? Is there a blue-white game? You know, a lot of those questions are left to be answered. But you look at the calendar, and it's almost the end of January, and that time's going to be here before we know it. So, you know, I don't think many people are expecting their – to be a blue-white game, we're certainly not one with fans if there is a scrimmage sometime in April. But, you know, it sounds like things are rolling right along for spring practice, which is obviously huge because you bring in Mike Yurcich and he's going to need to work with these guys, which is an opportunity Kirk Ciarocca, of course, didn't get last year.
On the recruiting front, where do things stand? The next signing date is the first Wednesday of February, which is going to be a week from today. So, you know, Penn State's done well with transfers. They certainly did well with their first signing period right before Christmas. What about this one?
Well, so, yeah, we can start with, I guess, Eric Wilson, the Harvard offensive lineman, transfer portal edition, the latest transfer portal edition, and a member of this class of 2021. He, of course, is not going to sign next Wednesday. He'll arrive later this year. But another good splash for them in this class, in this cycle. And he was a guy who was considering Auburn and felt like he was kind of taken aback and kind of blindsided by Gus Malzahn getting let go. So Penn State does a nice job reeling him in, and we'll see if he can find a spot along the offensive line for Phil Troutwine. I mean, as for the rest of the class of 2021, could we see a surprise or two? Sure. But at this point, it looks like things are pretty well wrapped up, especially after George Wilkes, the defensive tackle, four-star from New Jersey, committed to Michigan about a half hour before we started our conversation here. So Penn State fought for quite some time to try and wrestle him away from the Wolverines. Didn't end up happening. So there are, of course, always options, and they'll turn over every stone coming down the wire here, both in the high school ranks and the transfer portal. But as we've discussed before, Steve, I don't think they're really going to push and try and take a guy late and stretch maybe to what, you know, stretch to offer a guy that they don't really feel maybe it's on the board, you know, borderline at best. So I think we're probably looking at a pretty uneventful signing day next week, though if there's one or two guys to talk about, certainly wouldn't be a shock.
What kind of statement did it make yesterday? And this is something I had already heard, but the fact that Sandy Barber talked about the deficit, which, you know, people were guessing could be huge, the number's not quite what some people had guessed it could be.
Yeah, I mean, clearly this is going to be something that we're talking about for not just the months ahead, but probably years ahead, because even though that number at the moment sounds like it's, you know, more reasonable, I guess you could say, if that's even a fair way of explaining it.
Not great, but better than expected. How about that?
Yeah, that sounds better. You know, obviously there's still going to be impacts down the road, and you know, there was a question asked about, well, what would the impact be of not having fans again this year, which, of course, I think we are all really hoping that that's going to be the case, but it's too far, it's far too soon to know. And so while things look good now, it's not going to take much for another U-turn to potentially, you know, put things back to where people thought it could be, the worst case scenario, so to speak. So, yeah, but it was good. I think that, you know, that number that was floated out there before was obviously quite large, and it's not to say that 20 to 25 million that was discussed yesterday isn't, but certainly I think it seems like with the TV revenue they brought in and some other areas they were able to either cut cost or move some money around, it sounds like they're getting through this as well as they possibly can with all things being considered. So, you know, a lot of people, too, I think, figured that some of the sports might be on the chopping block.
The next question.
Sandy Barber's been pretty, she's been pretty consistent that they don't really have any interest in going down that road for really the get-go. And, you know, she reaffirmed that again yesterday.
Yeah, I thought that was also an important part yesterday. You have 31 sports here. It's broad-based. And there have been cuts at other schools across the country. I thought that was quite a statement that, like, it may not be the last thing, but it certainly is far from the first thing they're thinking about doing.
Right. And so, you know, again, it's not to say that at some point down the road, the financial reality might make that become a reality. But, you know, she said what? That they have 30 sports practicing right now, football. They're expecting to be 31 when spring practice rolls around. Of course, we know when that usually starts, and hopeful that it starts then per the usual. But, yeah, I mean, she said that before they even got to the part about cutting sports. So, yeah, that's obviously very far down the priority list. You're right, Steve. Across the Big Ten, there's been cuts. Across the country, there's been cuts. But that is one thing that they're going to try and hold off until the very bitter end, if it would ever even get to that.
Greg, you've done this for a long time. So for Penn State, once the green light is given to get recruits on campus, to get back to may not be perfect to begin with, but more of a normal recruiting cycle, and more of a way of going about your business in recruiting, what do you think that will do to benefit Penn State?
Well, you know, again, James Franklin's talked about it a lot, that it's not a place you necessarily just run into, State College. You know, you usually have to map out or plan out how you're going to end up there. You don't go for a Sunday drive in most cases and end up in downtown State College. So I think that'll be the biggest impact, is how can they use what they've learned through this virtual visit process after all these months to interest guys who maybe are further away to pay for an unofficial visit, or to come for an official visit, even though Penn State may not be a school that they considered as much as other schools. You know, that's, I think, the biggest thing is clearly getting kids back on campus is something that's of the utmost priority, not just for Penn State, but for everyone across college football. But certainly Penn State's among the groups that really needs that to happen before long, because, again, I just think that you miss out on so much of what the Nittany Lions under James Franklin have to offer if you're not able to come and actually see it and experience it. The town, the atmosphere, the facilities, sitting down with the coaches and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, that's going to be huge. But then the other thing, again, is how will they be able to use what has been, I guess, seen as a negative over the last 9-10 months, these virtual visits and no visitors to campus and all of that. Because I think that's going to be the other thing, is you're going to be able to show – you're going to have – things that you've created through technology that you would have never thought of before at your disposal to maybe try and get prospects here that you would have never thought would visit Penn State, but they see something they like on a phone, on a tablet, on a computer, and decide to come check it out in real time. So I think that'll be a big key of their recruiting efforts moving forward as well.
What's your initial read on what they've been able to get verbally in 22 and 23 in those recruiting classes? Because you're always recruiting ahead.
Yeah, so, you know, again, I think that is not necessarily maybe ever going to be pointed to as a main or even partial reason why Mike Yurcich was brought in and Kirk Soraka was let go, but they have some darn good playmakers in that 2022 class already. You know, you talk about Makai Flowers and Anthony Ibby and Bo Prabula and Jerry Cross and, you know, the Holden Stays. I mean, there's a really talented group of skill players in addition to Drew Shelton, the offensive lineman. So, you know, if you're putting a product out there that maybe isn't as exciting to watch, or maybe doesn't score as much or move the ball as much, and then you have these guys going to visit places, assuming visits are allowed again in this cycle, right, and they see these really fast, really exciting, really, you know, the one thing James Franklin keeps saying, Steve, that jumps out more and more is this idea of an offense that gets the ball in a lot of guys' hands, and the idea of spreading it around and getting more guys involved. Clearly that is a big part of it as well, and it should be, because they're recruiting skill position guys, tight ends, wide receivers, running backs, at a really high level, and you better be able to show these guys that if you come here, even though you might not be the starter, you're going to have a chance to get the ball. So, I mean, they have really done a nice job so far developing relationships with a ton of very good skill players, some of which have already committed, and they you know, have one of the best classes in the country because of it. So they're off to as good of a start there as I think they could ask for.
What kind of read have you been able to get, if at all, from some of those offensive players that are considering Penn State about the hire of Mike Yurcich?
Well, I think, you know, the thing is that everyone's going to tell you they're going to do one of two things. They're going to tell you they're excited about it, mm-hmm. and they think it's a good thing, or they're just not going to answer you. You know, no one's going to, I don't think any recruit considering Penn State will come out and say, yeah, I don't think that was the best idea. But, yeah, I mean, I think that, again, when you put on the tape of what his offenses right. have done in the past, and you combine that with the stats that they put up, I'm not sure how you would be, you know, I don't know how you could look at Penn State and say, yeah, that doesn't look like a place I want to go play at. Now, can you say maybe, I don't know if they have the quarterback situation? Sure, obviously that's going to be the next 6 to 8 months of discussion, and whatever Penn State puts on the field at that position, you know, later this year certainly is going to have an impact on how that conversation goes moving forward. But, yeah, I mean, I think you have a lot of guys who think that, okay, they're going to bring this offense in that's going to be fast, going to put points up, and could get me the ball even if I'm not a starter as a freshman. And that's right. going to really entice a lot of guys.
Greg, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, guys. Be well.